Expertise, money, and power are coming to the neighborhoods of Southwest Baltimore. WYPR's Fraser Smith reports that Maryland's professional schools are joining 7 Southwest Baltimore communities to promote workforce development, education, and health care.
Union Square's quiet resurgence flows from flowers and cookies and community projects and from people who love city life, and remarkably, from powerful partners. The University of Maryland, Baltimore now reaches across Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard to the stoops of Union Square, Pigtown, and 5 other historic city neighborhoods. Despite its share of poverty, joblessness, and falling down houses, Union Square flourishes, a hidden gem. Bloom Your Block, a best flower contest, caught newcomer Brendan Jackson's eye first. Then he heard about the summer band concerts at Union Square and the cookie tour, a Christmas time neighborhood-wide open house. During one of the regular Saturday morning biscuit meetups, Jackson talked about his new neighborhood.
There are a lot of really passionate people here, a lot of strong personalities here who really believe in Union Square and care very deeply about its future. And so they've created a whole sort of ecosystem here.
The community's vibrancy, its economic and ethnic and international diversity, hooked him. Michael Sipe, the Southwest Partnership's new executive director, says Brendan Jackson found the essence of neighborhood strength.
I think Union Square in many ways has built both a neighborhood association that protects the architectural integrity of the community, but they've also built a social system that makes people want to come home at night, not to their house, but to their neighborhood.
Nor is Union Square the partnership's only strong community, the veteran community organizer Sipe says.
In every neighborhood, there is an incredible asset that you can build on.
And, he says, the almost unique melding of community and institutional power is about to become clear. When the Holland Street Market is redeveloped, for example, this and other projects will mean raising $40 million.
If we're going to succeed, we have to become somewhat of a steamroller. We have to get, now that we have this strong partnership, and I think the leadership of the partnership will tell you, even the bureaucracies are beginning to respond to the partnership more, because it's not, you know, one neighborhood of 500 people or 1,000, you know, even 1,000 people. It's 40,000 people.
Strength grew from controversy as well. A methadone clinic was expanding in the neighborhoods with little neighborhood involvement. About this time, the University of Maryland Baltimore's president, Jay Perman, had an epiphany. His massive growing campus along Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard had the same interests as the neighborhoods, a clean, safe, and strong place to live and work.
So out of controversy was born the kind of partnership and friendship that ideally should happen when people initially are not sure of each other's motives.
Perman's basic conclusion was a simple one.
It is our community.
So the university's social work school, its law school, and its business school have representatives on the Southwest Partnership Board. Dr. Perman says Union Square represents the spirit this investment must have. Newcomer Michael Johnson felt the good vibe during a house hunting walk.
Chicago's my home. I lived there for over 35 years. And this neighborhood actually makes me feel a lot like I felt at home in Chicago.
Another informative moment came during the Freddie Gray unrest. When a dinner meeting at the university campus was canceled, the food was returned to Cups, a Union Square neighborhood coffee shop, which had catered the event. Biff Browning, Union Square's chief unofficial organizer, decided to have an anti-riot picnic.
National media was talking about how Baltimore had lost control. And we have 120 people from 7 neighborhoods out there eating in the street, talking.
The neighborhood usually expresses itself under less stress. Wendy Blount, who lives at 1320 West Lombard Street, remembers when a project called Bloom Your Block became a tradition. It was her neighbor Andrea Leahy's idea. Andrea thought a flower contest would brighten the stoops and bring people together. Wendy loaned some of her pots to friends in that first year. Her own entry took second place. Neighborliness, she decided, had its limits.
So after then, it was game face on.
She reclaimed some of her pots, bought new ones, and prepared to show her stuff. Thus did her streak begin.
I am like a 4-year champion.
If there are steps to her house, you can't see them. Blooms of every variety are in the way. Bloom Your Block binds the noble Baltimore row houses on West Lombard with the understated mansions on tree-shaded Hollins a block north. Almost everyone on these streets has a Bloom Your Block window sign, provided free by Andrea Leahy's neighborhood printing business. Turns out, more than bragging rights were at stake. Before the contest started 5 years ago, about a dozen houses on West Lombard Street were boarded up. 2 weeks ago, renovation began on one of the two remaining vacants. Neighborhoods can turn themselves around. Universities, Dr. Perman said, must be part of the process.
We should not sit here comfortably and think that if we don't have a better and better community, we will sustain our greatness.
On many Saturdays, Michael Johnson and Brendan Jackson head for Kathy Nelson's house on West Lombard, where her husband Larry makes biscuits. The rules? Drop by. Don't wait for an invitation. Bottom line?
We take care of each other.
And now they have powerful helpmates. I'm Fraser Smith reporting from Union Square for 88.1 WYPR.